has joined.
To the toes. Finally made the class.
Baruch Hashem, all the way from where?
San Antonio.
I didn't hear that. I know that's where you were, but I didn't hear that. I thought I heard Tennessee, so it confused me.
No, I said finally made a class.
Well,
the group
I'm
of
glad.
They're glad really loud today.
Between.
Okay, you're breaking up.
Let's see if I can improve that. Is this any better?
Oh no, it's in bad shape. Worse, I think, than anything. If you want to say it's demolished, you could almost say that. Our neighborhood wasn't hurt too badly, and we just had minor damage. And my son went in today inside, and we don't have any water damage. You know, it's mostly our air conditioner flipped over. Something hit it. And, you know, the yard looks pretty messy, but on the whole, not very much damage at all, you know, which makes you sometimes feel a little bit bad because others have so much more. Some look like tornadoes hit their houses.
You know, I've seen the devastating pictures on the news.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly there's no electricity and there's no water, especially the water. My son said today they were clearing. You know, they're clearing the streets and they were working at the end of right near our subdivision on the electrical, but the water is going to be, they're saying it's going to be quite a while because all three towers were destroyed, really. Two damaged completely and one hardly at all. Although I think federal government's going to come in and help with the water problem, so that may be, you know, that may be a plus. But as far as the town itself, I don't think there's not anybody, any house that was completely free of, say, no shingles or something. And I mean, it's going to take a long time. It's much worse than anything I've ever seen in my lifetime.
That's what they're saying. It's going to be quite a while before it returns to what it was. I'm not sure how fast you're going to get into your subdivision.
Well, because we're near a couple of hospitals, that's an advantage because they're trying to get the hospital, you know, so that kind of helps.
The hospitals were destroyed as well. They had to transfer the patients, so.
Well,
those
are the ones on the other side of town, away from us. So,
what they said that there were only three hospitals, and two were damaged, and one was still operational, but not was had slight damage. So,
well, we actually have four hospitals that I know of. The lake area, they had the trucks there working to restore the electricity. And the one in our neighborhood is a fairly new hospital. I haven't heard the news on that one. But the other two hospitals, one is downtown, and it was badly hurt, and they had to move patients out. And the other hospital is also well across town, and they also had to evacuate all patients. In other words, the two major ones, but we do have two others. Well, that I haven't heard that they had to evacuate. But anyway,
I
even though one is still operating. operating the emergency room and has all the capabilities of treating. They just, if you need to be hospitalized, they have to send you to a hospital out of town. But they can treat you, they can do x-rays and that kind of thing through emergency room. But it's because of, you know, the humidity in the hospital and all. So we were fortunate. Baruch Hashem is all I can say.
I just want to confirm, you were listening to music before I arrived, correct?
Yes, I don't think anybody else came on.
I haven't heard anybody say
that. I'm here.
Please identify yourself, because I don't recognize your voice this morning.
Bernice.
Welcome, Bernice. I haven't heard from you. Nice to hear from you.
I was in the hospital Monday and Tuesday.
You doing all right?
Yeah. I've been kind of sleeping for a day or two or whatever, kind of. But everything's okay. I was trying to help out with that hurricane. I guess I didn't get there quite soon enough. Or you had this problem in that area. This Hannah?
It's pretty bad, Bernice. You might as well say our town is destroyed. It's that bad.
Your town? Did you say your town?
Yes. We have about 78,000 people. And I don't think if you go down the couple of main streets, they don't even look. I mean, you just, things are flattened out. You know, it really is bad.
Hannah lives in Lake Charles, and that's been all
you
over
live
the
in Lake Charles? You live in Lake Charles?
Yes.
I didn't know that. I know you lived in Louisiana. I didn't know what part. I was hoping to get that down to a general storm and take it out of its category. Category 4, but I guess I just, when I finally realized what was going on, I was a little bit late, I guess. I'm sorry. It worked out like that. Glad you're safe, but I'm sad for your town and for everyone in it.
We did see the first one it dissipated, and because there were two headed this way. And then this one hit, but they were predicting 12 to 15 feet surge, and there was no surge. But we got the wind this time.
Yeah.
And we got two eyes, and the last eye switched direction and came from the south and the west.
I didn't even know they had two eyes.
So those were good things that happened. You know, we have a lot to be thankful for. And the people here are very helpful to each other. So, it'll be.
Are you not in your home now then, or where are you?
Oh, no. No, we evacuated Sunday. I had to just pick up and go because when my daughter and son-in-law were ready to leave, we had to leave. So I just barely stuffed a few pieces of clothes in a couple of suitcases and had to leave just about everything, you know. But it worked out well. I made sure the Zohar was in every room. Almost every room, not in the bathrooms, of course. But they were there already. I didn't actually have to move them because I had been studying in different rooms with different volumes. So I just left them as they were. And I thought, well, I'll use the computer. Everything's on the Yeshiva website that I needed. I didn't like doing that because I usually come with my notebooks and my computer, and I wasn't able to do that. But all the food I had prepared in the freezer, you know, I had been cooking for about 2 months for High Holy Days, and most of it was saved to be able to feed people that were that needed food that stayed. So only some of it got thrown in the garbage, you know. So I was pleased to find that out. That's what my son did. He went in and I know this sounds silly to y'all, but I had kosher cheese that I had just bought, over $50 worth, and he managed to save it and bring it to the home that he's staying with the people. They had room, and they have electricity because he has one of those built-in generators in the house, you know.
So, oh, he's got his own battery and all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, it's sad.
It's going to be a while to recover, but hopefully soon. And I believe because of the time, I'd like to get started. And so I'm also, because of the time, and it's appropriate, I'm glad you're safe. And
thank you.
Everyone I know is safe. I've heard from them. But
was
I'd like to.
Was everybody out of the town when it happened, or did some residents not make it?
A few people stayed in the area, but everybody was safe. There are some deaths, God forbid, but not an appreciable amount. Although, as we know, every human being is precious.
Right.
Yes.
Well, they're saying come in and see the damage and then leave until the water is restored and the electricity. So. Okay, I'm going to mute because Tony's sleeping, and I'm going to need to speak a little bit louder.
I'm so glad you're safe. And
well, thank you, and I'm glad you're out of the hospital.
It was kind of a sudden event, and there I was. But I'm so happy you're safe and your family is safe.
We're going to shorten our normal openings and just do the L'shem Yehud for the parasha.
Okay.
There is no Zohar for the parasha of Ki Tavo. And there's really no explanation for why there is none other than Ki Tavo has the 98 curses. And that's discussed extensively in the parasha in the book of Exodus that deals with the curses as well. So there may not be a need to discuss it. But in light of that, we're going to study from Parashat Ki Tetzeh, which is the parashah we read today. And we're going to be, a handout is available on the unique astrological, on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, you have a landing page for all of the parashahs, all of the Zohars for the parashahs. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to the parasha of Ki Tetzeh. And when that landing page opens up, please scroll to section 17. And that's where we will start reading in parasha in Pasuk 77. And as I said, we'll start with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavache V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Bazamina Lagaba Divayan Hakam Isama Av. The translation. The holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon, rose and said to the speaker, "Old, old man, though your words, your identity is recognized. You are the first man. What is his name? Was spoken of you. And what is his son's name? Relates to the faithful shepherd. And because the faithful shepherd made new expositions in the Torah, you rejoice, since a wise son makes a glad father." My commentary: the Zohar is confirming in this pasuk that the word son refers to a reincarnation of the same soul. This is my opinion. Pasuk 79.
Raya mehemana viparshata dahawa adkar kanishu dilach lehahu alma diktivala el har havarim hazehar nevu gomer viratya Tavne Safta Elamecha Wikomer Kasherne Saf Acharon Achicha Wikomer Uchai Parshita Itla Leahadara Lealma Uchayot Ula Allah Learad Israel Ulitchabira, Farshita Dabtala, Dilahiti Bahinanino Tainlo, Ebriti Shalom, Ukidla Amar Lach Kutchabarihu, Akaraid Ela Ale. Minea ante ala arade Israel.
The translation. The faithful shepherd in this portion, you're gathering into that world, is mentioned, has written, "Go into this Mount Avarim, Mount Nebo, and when you have seen it, you shall be gathered to your people, as Aaron, your brother, was gathered. And in this portion, it behooves you to return to the world and live and enter the land of Israel, and join in this portion of your bride, who is the land of Israel, namely Malchut, of whom it says, 'Behold, I give to him of my covenant of peace, which was his, and which he gave to Pinchas, yet he himself remained not in war.' This is why the Holy One, blessed be He, did not say to him, 'Descend,' but rather, 'Go, ascend into Mount Avarim, because from this mountain you shall enter the land of Israel.'" My commentary: do you think that by seeing a place you enter that place? This is what this pasuk is saying. It teaches that what one sees impacts one's consciousness, and consciousness is what manifests in all situations. Pasuk 80.
Uma di amar bachwila yada ich et hilvo rato Ad hayom hazeh vi le'inu matimin li'ipa t'timin anin v'la yadeh kevura ilach Behahu kavura, bivant meit gerei, matahi dikti, Moshe avdi mat veinun, tishai amrin, uki Moshe hawa mepached mimata, Lenafka me hai alma le alma deate kish arbirian veinun la yad ein yadin dikbura dilach umota dilach ech aiya. The translation. And as for what has been said of you, but no man knows his grave to this day, woe to those of a closed heart and shut eyes who do not know your burial, that you sought mercy before the Holy One, blessed be, not to be taken into a burial in which you are considered dead. This is the meaning of Moses, my servant, is dead. And these tools used to say that Moses was afraid of death, like other people, of leaving this world into the next. They do not know how your burial and death took place. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining and expanding the explanation of where is Moshe. The Torah says Moshe is dead, yet dead is a code word that needs explanation. Pasuk 81. Dehaki uha mare mit ma mitin demete hutsalare tseinam chaim la amre deinun yati ki Tidin lehachayot be'alma lekach awo kafrin ve'itchiyat chametim elahakarazara breva kevura dileya bitul madilav aduna Leia dei eretzia, veayef delimaim, veleit paim, ela Torah uvalo, toarlo, lo kadar, uman hadechazi leia, behahutsuma, the nearihu below, Mare v'nechmadehu, Ufkid nevuat Yeshaya, Hine yaskil avdi, Karamiz aleya. The translation. For so did the sages of the Mishnah explain, that those who die outside the land of Israel are not living. They do not say that they shall not live, or had they said that, they would have denied the resurrection of the dead. But there is a great secret here, for Moses' burial was in a form not befitting him, which is in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Namely in the wilderness, and water is none other than Torah, which means the wilderness is a place of klipot, where he had no form nor comeliness, look at him, and no countenance that he should desire him. And this is why the prophecy of Isaiah that begins with, Behold, my servant shall prosper. This hints to him. My commentary. With contemplation, this pasuk will become clear, as it is written. Pasuk 82. Ugin hahu kivura hawa bae rachame dila imut taman bechalifum behawa baaretzia rae vayayef vitsame belimayim tehi oraita ugid itmar Aleya Ale El Har Ha'avarim Azem Shiflu Tadi Leya Taze Leya Leya Ma'alateya Avki Siyant Kaucha Kavur batar dila hagun la Arum bilalu shindi la deinun Or basar adnav banad Meatar dila hum tautel Begale haputin chas diav dat divu Imeya di itmar ala, enani no ten lo, et periti shalom. Aihu yabid tivu imach, uve yachas tila. Farshata dili deva. Amantat yahad Ima kachatan im kalateya. The translation. Because of his burial, he sought mercy not to die there outside the land of Israel, because it was in a dry and thirsty land where the water is, which is the Torah. Thus it says of him, go into this Mount Avarim from his lowliness. He showed him his loftiness. Namely, though you are buried in a place not befitting you, without your garments, which are skin and flesh, moving and roving from your place, wandering and exiled, yet Pinchas, with whom you did kindness, as it says of you, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, will be kind to you, and in his portion you shall rise. That is in the passage, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace. For Pinchas is Elijah, the angel of the covenant, who will help Moses connect with the two messiahs to bring Israel out of exile. In it is your bride, Malchut, and there you shall join her like a groom joins his bride. My commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, this pasuk becomes clear as written. Pasuk 83.
Dehaant ilahawet kavur levar meara kadisha levar mikala ilach lahawo Yisrael nafkin bigaluta uginach itmar vehu mechol al mirshayim Beit ave dietat bol begin kova uva pasha pesha Israel bakbura dilah deit bar
Gaia Umakiti Mikura Ila Kogea Yenase Kal Shafel Venamu Yenase Vigina Veinun Yisrael Veinun Shefalim Mikoloma Velishan Vekol Har Vegiva Yishpalu Deinun Rishi Ayayo Vigase Harua.
The translation. For have you not been buried outside the Holy Land, outside your bride, Israel would not have come out of exile. Of you, it says, but he was wounded. The Hebrew word is mecholal, because of our transgressions, because not sacred, which the Hebrew word is chol, due to the iniquity and transgression of Israel. As it says of you, and he buried him in the valley. It says of your burial, every valley shall be exalted, namely all that is lowly shall be exalted for your sake, which is Israel, who are humbler and lower than any nation and any tongue. And every mountain and hill shall be made low, are the wicked and the impudent. My commentary. We are taught that this world is upside down. This pasuk hints it to the writing of this upside down world. Pasuk 84.
Wehaihu vahadurato nefalanu vechibura. Bidchabar imana, begaluta nur pala nu deantu, shim shad nahir, bia agi, teit kenash belel ya nahir hu besichara. Uvkol ki kavaya v'mazaleha ki ant nachir b'kol mare alachod v'kabalut v'lech ishtachyan v'gnizu k'mabu'a V'yashke le'ilanim T'chod shar shivun V'bigni yozo Adit v'kamimo V'itkel yayo ha'idiktiv Yafuto mayanu taka
The translation. This is the meaning of, and by his injuries, the Hebrew word is chavruato, we are healed. Namely, with the connection, the Hebrew word is chibur, he made with us in exile, we are healed. For you are like the shining sun, since though the sun sets at night, it shines on the moon and all the stars and constellations. So do you shine upon all the sages of all kinds of halakha and kabbalah, who are watered in secret from you, like a spring that waters the trees under their root, unbeknownst until its water breaks into the open. This is what is meant by, so will your spring be dispersed abroad? My commentary. Connection to Moshe is a requirement to be a child of Israel.
Pasuk 85. Diantu ofaki kashim shadia zil bime hachoref tichot mabuin vikad mate purkana tehe kashim shadia zil baket leila mi beboin va. Vayihon sonenin berachame dekadant techote taihu inun mahakamin bedina ata raya mehamana uvarich levutina kadisha viamar. Vadai antu did not hear, lo bezim da de itmar alai. Kiva Hashemesh, Kava Hashemesh, Teachazi Chich, Nechorea, Yehe Ravadid, Yidalid Bav Dalid. Yan Tir Shema Alaha. The translation. For you are also like the sun that travels during winter underneath the streams, secretly, and warms them. With the time of redemption, you shall be like the sun that travels during summer above the springs, and they shall be cool without judgment, but with mercy. For when you are underneath them, they are warm with judgment. The faithful shepherd approached and blessed the holy lamp, saying, "Surely you shine upon me," when it says of me, "Because the sun was set." Hebrew word is kiva, which is spelled like the sun was extinguished. The Hebrew word is kava, when its light is darkened. May it be that the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh will shine its name upon you. In my commentary, may we all say, Amen, the Amen. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions?
Tomorrow we have... Amen.
Thank you. Okay. We have two classes tomorrow, Sunday. Actually, three classes. At 7 a.m. West Coast time, we have Slichot. At 10:30 West Coast time, we have our regular Sunday class, which this week we will be continuing reading about Teshuvah. And this is a class we've never had before. And then at 3 o'clock West Coast time, we will continue our discussions of the advanced reincarnation, which is frequently or soon to be completed. Does anyone have any questions?
Are you doing a 7 a.m. every day?
Yes, except for Shabbat.
Oh, okay.
Bernice?
Yes.
I know your pattern of staying up late. I don't want you to push yourself. You just got out of the hospital. So if you're up, join us. On other days, if you sleep in, it's okay.
Okay. I want to talk to you about a couple of things, and I wanted to see how you were doing as well. So I heard that you went in.
I just went in for a stress test, which is something I do every 2 to 3 years, and the test was fine. So there's no concern.
Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
An answer to prayer.
So I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things anyway, so I don't know what's your best opportunity for me to do that.
You can give me a call tonight after the class or, you know, tomorrow.
Okay. All right, I'll do that. Get back to
I
class
wish you again. Well.
To all of us, to everyone.
Yes, I'm so happy that Hannah's okay.
Yes, we're okay. Don't you worry about us. We're fine. And our house is good, too. So we have a lot to be thankful for. And you be well. We'll say some prayers.
Yes. Okay.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Shalom Gadol to all. Shalom.
Be well, all of you.
Everyone. Shalom.
Stay safe and stay well. Love you all.